lift both hands to God right now. Lift both hands to God. And I want you to know that when we speak the words, all we need to do is speak words. A certain man said to Jesus, speak the word only. Don't come to my house. Don't. There's no need for that. Just speak the word only. The words are powerful. Words are enough. Words will get the job done. Speak the word only. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we stand as apostolic leaders over this house. And we ask in the name of Jesus that everything that God has showered upon us and everything that God has poured upon us, let it be the inheritance of everybody that is here under the sound of my voice, and even of those people who follow us and who are part of our online community. In the name of Jesus, we say the new season that God has brought us into, the operation of the new season, the angels that are attached to the new season, the workings that are attached to the new season, we release over this house. We say, let the favor that we have come into become your portion in the name of Jesus. Let the help that we have received become yours in the name of Jesus. Let the grace that has fallen upon us now fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Receive the capacity to move beyond where your hands can take you and where your feet can take you. Let there be expressions of divine life. Let there be expressions of divine workings in your life now that were not there before. In the name of Jesus, we speak this as a blessing over you. We say you are blessed in all things. You are blessed with financial abundance. Let doors be open to you that nations cannot shut, that economies cannot shut, that governments cannot shut. In the name of Jesus, let the glory realm of the kingdom be available to you. The supernatural working of divine supplies. Let the finance angels begin to work on your behalf. And the minister of finance of the kingdom, let him administer to you the keys that you need for all of the things that God has called you to do and all of the things that pertain to life and godliness. In the name of Jesus. So receive keys now. Receive keys now. Keys to estates, keys to nations, keys to houses, keys to cars, keys to whatever it is. Receive now by the power of the Holy Ghost. As for us, we know that you are being transformed right now by the agency of divine help. And your life will never remain the same, because God is good and God is help. And your Lord, your God, helps you. So declare in the name of Jesus that it is well with you in this house. We usher you into your new season in God. Centerport, we usher you into your new season in God. The season of death is over. The season of resurrection has begun. Come into new life. Come into new breath. Come into new creativity. Come into new power. Come into new wealth. Come into new visibility. Come into new authority. Come into new glory. And we receive our sons and our daughters right across this land. And even those who are not in this land, but who have been ordained to be with us, we call them forth. And we declare a reset of our order. We declare a reset of our comeliness, our fragrance, our beauty. We declare a reset right now in the name of Jesus. Centerport is blessed. You cannot be cursed. Henceforth, you only see favor. You will see the favor of God, because the Lord our God helps us. God is help. We receive his help. In the name of Jesus, amen.
And in the name of Jesus, we declare that economies turn around. In the name of Jesus, as we move to the new venue, everyone believing God for a car, receive one in the name of Jesus. We release increase. With the increase of God in the name of Jesus, you will experience abundance. You will experience favor. You will experience the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. The hard places of your life will be removed. Grace is administered in the name of Jesus. We speak ease into your life where you have experienced hardship. Experience ease where you have experienced hardship. In any area you have experienced hardship, now experience ease and grace in the name of Jesus. Increase with the increase of God in the mighty name of Jesus. When we come back, by the time we come back into this assembly, this house, we will hear the testimonies of great things. We will hear the testimonies of the greatness of God to you in the name of Jesus. The great God will be manifest to you. You will know the greatness of God as he has spoken to you in the name of Jesus. One of the words the Lord gave us is that he has made room for us, therefore we will prosper. We speak it over this house. The Lord has made room for us in this house, therefore we prosper in this land in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your people. We bless you with peace. We bless you with joy. We bless you with increase. We bless you with abundance. We bless you with the blessing of Jehovah. Anyone that blesses you is blessed. Anyone that curses you is cursed, according to the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let destinies blossom. You will flourish like the palm tree. You will grow like the cedar in Lebanon, in the name of Jesus.